the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Robert, and I want to welcome all of you. We have a special presentation for you this evening. Bienvenidos a todos hermanos, familia de Cross Point. Le queremos dar las gracias por acompañarnos en esta Nochebuena, donde estamos celebrando el nacimiento de nuestro Señor y Salvador. Tenemos una presentación especial que vamos a darles en esta tarde, y que queremos que nos acompañes, y queremos recordar y queremos apreciar todo lo que significa la Navidad. So, we're ready to celebrate the Lord's birth, and we want you guys, all of you, to be aware of the good news of Christmas. Let's do this first. Let's have a prayer. Vamos a orar, hermanos. Heavenly Father, we're thankful this Christmas Eve for the opportunity to be able to worship you and to recognize what it is that happened that first Christmas, the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the fulfillment of the prophecies that were written hundreds and thousands of years before. We see your faithfulness, and we see in Christ a Savior. We ask you, Lord God, that our hearts and that our eyes would be on Christ, and that we, Lord, would be able to be transformed like the world was that day when he was born. Padre Celestial, te damos las gracias por lo que significa la Navidad. Por esa noche en cuanto Jesús nació y su nacimiento transformó todo el mundo. Celebramos su vida, celebramos lo que hizo por nosotros, el cumplimiento de las profecías que se anunciaron cientos y miles de años antes. Gracias, Señor. Lo pedimos todo en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good evening, Cross Point Community Church. Welcome to Christmas Eve 2020. It's not what we thought it would be, is it? Nope. This is going to be a little different than we usually have, but we're not going to let anything stop us from worshiping our King and his birth on this earth. We're going to push forward, and hopefully next year we can all be together again, right here at Cross Point, and have our regular Christmas Eve service. So it'll be a little different tonight. We're going to focus mostly on the screen. That's why Pastor and I are off to the side tonight. So I want you to, we're going to tell the story in video and in song. And just for those of you who are just don't have quite the Christmas spirit yet, I want to show you that, I don't know if you guys can see this or not, but there we go. They say ho, 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 so we got a little Christmas spirit going all the way down, and I won't show you the other stuff. All right, so let's sit back, let's relax, let's enjoy and worship the Christmas season. Well, that is our 2020 Christmas Eve service. I hope it touched you. I hope it made you think. And I hope it made you rejoice. Look at the mighty, mighty gift we've been given. Give it away. That's what it's for. Give it to someone you know. And Merry Christmas. Pastor?
Thank you, Steve. Muchas gracias, Steve. Well, I want to finish and conclude with a short reading from the scriptures found in Luke chapter 2. Quiero terminar, hermanos, con una lectura que vamos a encontrar en Lucas capítulo 2. Y son los versículos 8 al 11. We have been teaching a series of sermons leading up to Christmas these last 4 to 5 weeks. We've been talking about the good news about Christmas. Hemos predicado unos 4 o 5 semanas aquí antes de Navidad una serie de sermones que había titulado yo Las Buenas Nuevas de Navidad. Y quiero concluir con este pasaje que vamos a leer en Lucas capítulo 2. So this is the message of Christmas given by the angels to the shepherds that were out in their fields. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." So I find 3 reasons in our reading this evening for us to celebrate Christmas, specifically found in verse 10. First of all, it's personal, because the angel says, "I bring you." Don't forget that the good news of the Christmas message is that it's personal. Number 2, it's encouraging, because what has been said is it's good news of what? Great joy. Number 3, it's universal. So not only is it for the individual, it's also for the collective believer, a collective of believers. The fact that it is universal, because it says it's for all the people. In Lucas 2, versículos 8 al 11, encontramos esto. Había pastores en la misma región que velaban y guardaban las vigilias de noche sobre su rebaño. Y he aquí, se les presentó un ángel del Señor, y la gloria del Señor los rodeó de resplandor, y tuvieron gran temor. Pero el ángel les dijo, "No temáis, porque he aquí os doy nuevas de gran gozo, que será para todo el pueblo, que os ha nacido hoy en la ciudad de David un Salvador, que es Cristo el Señor." Yo encuentro en esta cita 3 razones para celebrar Navidad. Y quiero que se fijen en el versículo 10. Número 1, que es personal. Porque dice, "os doy." O, dependiendo de tu traducción, puede decir, "les traigo." Número 2, es un anuncio alentador, porque dice que son nuevas de gran gozo. Número 3, este anuncio de los ángeles a los pastores es universal, porque dice ahí que será para todo el pueblo. So, what is the good news? It's the great joy for you personally, and it's for all people collectively. For it says, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." You see, Christmas is salvation. Notice that this Savior is for you. Jesus is a personal Savior and the Lord we serve. He came for your benefit. These biblical truths should provoke us to ask, well, why do I need a Savior? And what do I need to be saved from? ¿Qué son las nuevas de gran gozo, hermanos? ¿Qué será para todo el pueblo? Bueno, nos dijo el versículo 11 en nuestra cita, que os ha nacido hoy en la ciudad de David un Salvador que es Cristo el Señor. Entonces, esto nos comunica que la Navidad es salvación. Tengan en cuenta que este Salvador es para ti. Jesús es el Salvador personal y el Señor que servimos. Él vino para bendecirnos. Estas verdades bíblicas nos deben provocar a preguntar, ¿por qué necesito un Salvador? ¿Y de qué me tengo que salvar? So I just want to look at one quick thing before we close. The scriptures are very clear that we are saved from our sins. According to Romans, we have all already been charged, both Jew and Greek. We're all under sin. It is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. For all have turned aside together, they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Sin is mankind's greatest problem. Sin is your greatest problem. And it's universal. You and I sin every day with our words, with our thoughts, and our actions. Quiero contestar la pregunta de ¿qué tengo que ser salvo y por qué tengo que ser salvo? Jesús nos salva de algo y lo que es el hecho es que todos somos pecadores. Según Romanos 3, 9 al 12 nos dice lo siguiente, ¿qué pues somos nosotros mejores que aquellos? En ninguna manera, pues ya hemos acusado a judíos y a gentiles que todos están bajo pecado. Como está escrito, no hay justo, ni aun uno. No hay quien entienda, no hay quien busque a Dios. Todos se desviaron, a unos se hicieron inútiles. No hay quien haga lo bueno, no hay ni siquiera uno. Porque no hay diferencia por cuanto todos pecaron y están destituidos de la gloria de Dios. El pecado es, humanamente hablando, nuestro mayor problema. Y es universal. Usted y yo pecamos cada día con nuestras palabras, nuestros pensamientos y nuestras acciones. So I would like to say in conclusion, we just don't measure up to God's holy standards. We can't earn our salvation by our good works, neither can we by any deeds, because they wouldn't be acceptable to God. Our natural inclination is to want our way instead of God's way. The tendency is to decide for itself what is right and what is wrong, and that's how we rebel against God. But here's the problem. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. This verse speaks to us of separation from God, now and for all eternity if this problem is not resolved. Who can save us? Not religion, not academics, not our status, not our money, not our own will, not our government, and God knows, not our politicians. However, remember what we read a little bit ago. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, that there will be for all the people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. There's the answer. Nosotros no medimos hasta los
expectativas y los estándares santos de Dios. No podemos ganarnos nuestra salvación por nuestras buenas obras y nuestras actividades, porque nunca van a ser aceptables delante de Dios. La verdad es que nuestra inclinación natural es querer nuestra manera y nuestra voluntad en lugar de la manera y la voluntad de Dios. La tendencia humana es la de decidir por nosotros mismos lo que es correcto o lo que está mal, y esto es como nosotros rebelamos contra Dios. Aquí está en lo que hemos hablado hasta ahorita el problema. Romanos 6:23 dice, porque la paga del pecado es muerte. Este versículo nos habla de la muerte espiritual y la separación de Dios ahora y para toda la eternidad. Entonces, ¿quién nos puede salvar? Hermanos, no es la religión, no son los académicos, no es nuestro estatus, no es nuestro dinero, no es nuestra propia voluntad, no es el gobierno y, por cierto, jamás será los políticos. Sin embargo, recuerdo nuestro texto de esta tarde, pero el ángel les dijo, no temáis, porque he aquí os doy nuevas de gran gozo que será para todo el pueblo, que os ha nacido hoy en la ciudad de David un Salvador que es Cristo el Señor. So here's the solution. It was announced by the angel that first Christmas night. And it was followed up by Paul, the apostle, in Romans 6:23, where he does say, yes, the wages of sin is death, but thank God that's not all he said. He says, the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus our Lord. That's the good news. Jesus came to die to offer his body as a payment for everything you and I have ever done wrong or ever will do wrong in the future. God had to send his son as our Savior. So, yes, he redeems us from our sins, and this is a free gift. So, yes, Jesus saves. Amen. That's the Christmas story. La solución fue anunciada por el ángel, la solución de nuestra condición pecaminosa. Se me fue pecaminosa. Esa primera noche de Navidad, hermanos. Sí, Romanos 6:23 dice, porque la paga del pecado es muerte, pero gracias a Dios que no terminó ahí Pablo, siguió escribiendo. Dice lo siguiente, más la dádiva de Dios es vida eterna en Cristo Jesús, Señor nuestro. Sí, ves que Jesús vino a morir para ofrecer su cuerpo como un pago para todo lo que tú y yo hemos hecho alguna vez mal o haremos mal en el futuro. Por lo tanto, Dios tuvo que enviar a Jesús como nuestro Salvador para redimirnos de nuestros pecados. So, what is the great news? The great news is we have a Savior. My prayer and my hope this Christmas is that you know him as your Savior in your hearts, that you have by faith received this gift because it's all we can do. He has done everything for us in Jesus. Mi esperanza, hermanos, cuando hablamos de nuestra condición pecaminosa, es hacer la pregunta, si hemos llegado a aceptar este don, este regalo que Dios nos envió en su Hijo Jesucristo. Ahí está la solución. Ahí están las buenas nuevas. Se acepta Jesús por fe. Lo único que podemos hacer, porque todo lo ha hecho Él. Lo único que podemos hacer es creer. Pero al creer, somos aceptados delante de Dios. Él nos recibe. Amén. Esto representa entonces, hermanos, las buenas nuevas de Navidad. God richly bless you. Que Dios les bendiga ricamente, hermanos, en esta temporada, en esta Navidad. God bless you in this Christmas season. So I'm going to ask all of us if there isn't anything else. I think we're good. We're going to pray. Vamos a terminar en oración, hermanos. Queremos orar por algunas de nuestras familias que están batallando el virus. I do want to pray for some of our families that are battling against COVID. God knows who they are. We have a few families that are going through this right now. So let's pray for them at this time. And let's pray for this service. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you again. Thank you for a wonderful presentation by Steve and our crew of audio and video. What a message. There cannot be a greater. It's the greatest story ever told. The message of the gospel, which includes Christmas. We want to lift up to you today, Father, those families that are currently battling and dealing with COVID. You know who they are. We lift them up to you, Lord, and ask you to touch them with your healing hand, as you are the great physician. We thank you for all the sermons leading up to now, and hopefully we have come to understand how great a salvation we have in Christ. So we present to you this morning, Lord, or rather this evening, Lord. We present to you our lives. We put them in your hands. We have our confidence in you, Lord, our trust. Bless us, we pray, as we think about these things and as we rejoice in them. Padre Celestial, gracias por el mensaje de las buenas de Navidad que simplemente hablan de Cristo, nuestro Salvador. Gracias por este regalo que aceptamos y recibimos por fe. Decidimos aceptarlo, Señor, por fe. También queremos pedirte, Señor, que tú obres en las vidas de las familias que en este momento están batallando contra este virus, Señor. Tú eres el gran médico, Señor. Tócalos con tu mano poderosa. Mientras, Señor, ayúdanos no olvidar el mensaje. Puesto los ojos en Cristo, porque ahí está nuestra salvación y nuestra esperanza. Te lo agradecemos en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God richly bless you. We'll see you on Sunday. Keep an eye on Facebook. I have some announcements I'm going to make this week. Quiero, hermanos, que pongan su atención en nuestros mensajes de Facebook. Tengo un anuncio que voy a poner, yo creo que mañana. Pero sí nos vemos aquí en vivo en Facebook el domingo. We'll see you here on Facebook Live on Sunday.
Well, that almost wraps it up. This wasn't actually planned originally when we did the program, but I miss all the people singing up here with me. I really do. It's so much more fun and so much more fulfilling when I have everybody around me singing. And we have kind of a tradition here over the last few years that we end the service singing a song. And Debbie was really, really, really lobbying for "I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas." She didn't win. So we're going to play, and I want you to sing along. Everybody stand up and start singing.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
One, two, three.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad.
You didn't think I could speak Spanish.
Feliz Navidad.
I know.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y feliz.
Come on, louder, I can hear you. See?
Feliz Navidad.
All right, everybody at home, I want you standing up, I want you clapping, I want you singing and saying,
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.